This is your friend John Walden. I don't know whether you ever read the book of Ezekiel or not. Some people feel that it's too hard, too difficult. But if you're not reading it, you're missing something very wonderful. The first chapter of Ezekiel tells us about this man, this priest of the Lord, this man Ezekiel, among the captives down in the country of Babylon. And things look pretty bad. The sins of the people had brought them into captivity to Nebuchadnezzar. And while this man was waiting there among the captives by the river Kibar, he saw a very wonderful vision. Now, God doesn't speak in visions in our day. He speaks through his word. We're told this in Hebrews chapter 1. But he used to speak to people through visions and dreams. And he gave Ezekiel a vision, a most remarkable vision, of God himself. There's some things in the first chapter of Ezekiel which we simply cannot understand. We don't know anything about the kind of creatures that are mentioned here. They are called the living creatures. They are the cherubim, the guardian angels of the throne of God. We can't understand the brightness of the fire that seemed to be around about the throne. It was too bright for Ezekiel. The movement of the living creatures was too fast for his eyes to follow. The 14th verse tells us they went like a flash of lightning. Read the whole first chapter of Ezekiel when you have time. And remember that all of this is the most unusual vision because it is a vision of the throne of God. In verse 16, you find that things were too complicated for him to understand. There seemed to be wheels in the middle of wheels. And in verse 18, you see that the whole thing was so high that it was dreadful. He wasn't able to comprehend the greatness and the majesty of all this. And then he heard the voice of the Almighty in verse 24, which was so loud that it seemed like the noise of great waters, like the noise of a host. So all of this, which is far above him, leaves him sort of in despair. He doesn't understand it all. He doesn't know what to think of it all, but he lifts his eyes above all of these strange happenings. And in verse 26, we read, "Above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone, and upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it." And verse 28 says, "This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord." Now, he couldn't understand all of these strange circumstances, but he could understand the man on the throne. If I'm talking to some just now who are not believers, let me tell you, you will never be able to understand God or God's ways until you find out that there is a man upon the throne. How could you know God except through the Lord Jesus? John 1:18 tells us, "No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he hath told him out." You can only know God through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know God's love because Christ died for us. You know how God feels about people when you observe the life of the Lord Jesus. And my Christian friends, you will never understand all of God's ways. Some of you right now are baffled by the things that are happening in your lives. Well, lift your eyes higher than all of these circumstances and see that there is a man above upon the throne. The Lord Jesus is on the throne. He's in charge. He can handle a situation. And round about the throne was the appearance of a rainbow. This tells us of the promise. And because our Savior died for us, there's no condemnation for us. We'll never be judged. We have the promises of God about the future. Why not let's just trust Him? We can't understand, but we can trust. Our Father, we pray that to bless these simple thoughts to us. Help those who have never trusted the Lord Jesus initially to take him just now. And help us who know him to remember that he is in charge and that he is capable and that he does love us. Take our thanks in his name. Amen.